Today's topic, Millennial Homebuyer Update. So this is a topic that we used to talk about quite a bit on the podcast, and it was always fascinating, you know, why millennial buyers haven't really went and purchased homes lately. And it's something that we talked about a lot, and then it kind of got shelved for a while during the pandemic and all the other crazy things that were happening. We kind of stopped focusing on millennial buyers so much. And we started focusing on a lot of the other issues at hand, like working from home and cost of materials and supply chain issues and lockdowns and how that was affecting the housing market, all those kind of things. So the millennial buyer story kind of went to the sideline for a while. And it's interesting because that is really one of the largest, if not the largest, buying group out there for homes. Second on that list would, of course, be the baby boomer population as another large buying force. And of course, you know, a lot of these challenges have went hand in hand, where you have the baby boomers maybe not selling their home because they can't find anything that they like. And then those would be the homes that these millennials would buy. So that's been an interesting dynamic. But there's a study that just came out by Allie Wolf of Zonda. I'm going to credit her for all the data on this. And I wanted to kind of go over it and kind of talk through it a little bit, share the information with you, and also some of my thoughts on it, because it's pretty interesting. And it's definitely a group that if you're in the housing industry, the real estate industry, you have to pay attention to what's going on with millennial buyers, because, again, they are just such a large number, a large force in the industry. So again, for those of you who don't know, millennial buyers are those that are born between 1980 and the year 2000. And what they did is they did a study of around 1,000 millennial respondents all across the country over the last 6-7 months here. And there's a lot of things to note about the millennials. They do definitely have some different views on things. They are definitely more technologically able. They're definitely more mobile, where they don't need to be in one place. They're used to just using the and leveraging the technology so that they're not tied down to any particular place. They also are waiting later in life. Definitely value flexibility a little bit more. And so these have affected their home buying decisions. So one of the things that we need to note is that the average age of marriage for a millennial has drastically changed. And it's almost to the point now where they're waiting till their age of 32 before they get married, where it used to be, you know, a little bit younger than that, and certainly with other generations, much younger than that. So if they're waiting till they're 32 to get married, they're having kids later in life as well. And that's affecting a lot of different things. But typically, a lot of millennials will not purchase a home until they're married. And that pushes, you know, that off, because they just don't need the home. They don't need the space. They don't need to settle down in one spot. So they rent. And so that later marriage is definitely affecting things quite a bit. Now, another thing that's interesting is that home ownership rate. And this was one thing that they included in the study. And the home ownership rate for millennials has declined compared to the same age group in the past. So those people in that, 20-30 range, in the past, there was over 40.5% of those folks owning homes. Now it's down to 38.1%. So we've seen a pretty significant drop, a little less than 2.5%. But it's a big drop. And it's even more than that. It's a big drop in home ownership. And there's a lot of reasons for it. And in the article here, they do identify some of those reasons. One of five, actually, on why millennials do not buy homes as often or as early. The first is an obvious one, which is affordability. And we know we have an affordability crisis in housing. The cost of homes has surged. Not only new homes, existing homes have went up drastically over the past couple of years. The other big challenge that millennials have is the lack of down payment. They just don't have enough money down. So even though the interest rates are very attractive, They just don't have the cash to put down. And we've talked about this in the past. Another challenge is student loan debt. Again, cost of higher education. Most of them are going to college. And they weren't finding maybe the right job right away. And then finding that it's taking them a long time to recover from that student debt. And then, of course, that ties into the lack of down payment because they're putting all their money towards paying off their education. And then, of course, as I mentioned earlier, deciding to wait later in life to get married. Whereas I think earlier generations got married closer into the mid-20s. You know, they're at 32, so that's a significant difference. And, of course, the other big factor for why millennials are not buying homes is that they change jobs more frequently. And by renting, that gives them more flexibility if they need to move for their jobs or whatnot. It's a lot harder to do that when you have a home and you're a little bit more tied down to one place. So a lot of them are pushing off buying a home, whether they can afford it or not, because they might be switching jobs. So kind of interesting stuff there with regards to how that all kind of comes together. So one positive for millennial homebuyers that we've seen over the last year, and this is another drastic shift, is that 42% of them have reported that they've increased their income over the last year. So that's a good sign. They've seen their income grow. And then the other thing is that they're also reporting that 60% said they saved more money in the year 2020 than they did in 2019. And that's pretty true across the board for many groups, but for millennials especially, the fact that they're able to save more money will definitely help with that down payment and will ease that burden a little bit. So that's a positive sign for sure. But I think a lot of people did because, and especially millennials, because they're the most likely to travel, they're most likely to go out to eat, they're most likely to go to concerts and sporting events and use their discretionary income on entertainment when those options weren't presented that allowed them to save some more money. So that's a net positive for that group for sure. And obviously COVID increased their savings rate. Now, the other interesting thing with the millennial market is that they identified a trait called the migration mania trait. And because of the pandemic, this really triggered this. And they said that there's an additional 8% of millennials that are considering or seriously considering leaving where they live, which is it's a massive jump. That's a huge jump. And the reason for this is multiple, but they're talking about more affordable housing. They want better employment opportunities. They want a bigger yard. And, some of them want to be closer to family. And so these are all valid reasons, but that's kind of interesting. And we had a former millennial employee here that just moved as well. And they actually just have mobile jobs now and didn't really have to live anywhere. And they picked to live in a completely different city because they wanted a little bit different weather. And they thought it would be fun to live in a different city. And that's really it. That's the main reason they're moving, and they're not tied to a traditional job. And so that's what's interesting with the millennial market is that 45% of the millennial respondents worked from home over the past year, which is up almost 11%. And but they said that only 18% of them did it because of the pandemic. And then what's further interesting about this is, okay, so, you know, let's just say it's less than 20% here, obviously, that it was pandemic-induced. But they said 14% of them do not plan to ever fully return to a traditional office. So that's a pretty big part of that group. And again, that means they're mobile. They can live wherever they want. And it's just not what I'm a Gen Xer. It's just not what I'm used to. And it's just different. And they have different opportunities in a different climate than what I've lived in. And so it's just interesting. It's part of what we need to understand when we talk about that market. But because of that, that is going to affect how they buy homes. Because if they are working from home, those home offices are going to be important. Those rooms are going to be very important. The internet connectivity is going to be important as well. And so we have to be cognizant of that as well. All right. The main issues, though, again, for millennial buyers, if you are working with them, you plan to work with them more, you have to understand affordability and making sure that whatever you have, they can afford, because we are going to be in a period of rising interest rates. That's going to also hamper their affordability. So the down payment assistance is something that is going to be a big deal for them. Obviously, student loan debt is another big issue for them. And then last but not least, understanding that they typically are going to prolong their home buying decision until after they're married, after they're, settle down a little bit with the family before they buy a home. Before that, they want to be mobile. They want to be transient. They want to travel and do all these things. And they're pushing those decisions off quite a bit more than other generations. So it's interesting to note that. And a lot of the trends are still there that we've seen earlier, but just some shifts that have happened because of the pandemic with regards to having a little more money down and, again, prolonging those decisions. And you got to think about millennials too. You know, why are they waiting later in life to get married? I know there's some philosophical reasons for it, but there's probably also some practical reasons. Again, with the pandemic, when you don't have social gatherings, you're not able to go to concerts and bars. Probably makes relationships, dating, and having serious relationships like that makes that more difficult. And so that's pushed that average age of marriage out as well. So very interesting dynamics and how this big kind of world event has shifted, not only industries, which is interesting, but now shifting buyer groups and what's happening with them. So very interesting stuff, interesting to track. And hopefully you guys found this as interesting as I did. And of course, we appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com.